I'm Rachel Otwell for NPR Illinois. Thursday is Intersex Awareness Day, meant to help educate the public about a general condition where individuals have reproductive anatomy that defies typical definitions of male or female. It's common practice for doctors to perform surgeries on intersex infants so they better fall into those two categories. That's what happened to Chicago filmmaker and activist Pigeon Pagonis, who had multiple surgeries but didn't know about why until adulthood. Pagonis tells us more about their experience.
I was sitting in college. The teacher put up a slide about my exact intersex condition. It kind of like rang some bells off. I was like, that kind of sounds like me. And that's why I eventually got my medical records from the Children's Hospital that I grew up going to, Children's Memorial Hospital in Chicago. I opened them up and I read, you know, I basically discovered that day that I was born intersex and that I had these three operations done to me. And it was very, very hard experience to find that all out in one sitting.
Can you explain to us how being intersex affects a person's gender expression or sexual orientation?
Well, just like anybody, there's people born male, there's people born female, and in up to 2% of the population, there's people born intersex. And that's as common as being born with red hair. So when you're born intersex, it's just your sex, it's your biology. It doesn't really dictate your gender identity or your sexuality. Just like being born a male or a female who's not intersex, that doesn't tell you anything about their gender identity or their sexuality. So same for us. Intersex people display or have a whole array of sexualities and gender identity.
You helped organize a demonstration outside of Lurie Children's Hospital in Chicago, which has a gender and sex development program. What was the purpose of the demonstration?
I want Lurie to commit to ending the practice of medically unnecessary surgeries on infants and children, intersex genitalia, and reproductive organs. They are still carrying out these surgeries that are horrible, and they're really holding on to them. And we're demanding that Lurie Children's Hospital in Chicago, who prides themselves on taking care of intersex people and respecting our rights while still doing surgeries on us that are not medically necessary, end the medically unnecessary surgeries to intersex kids. That's all we're saying. Allowing a child to grow up with their body intact, the one that they're born with, as long as it's healthy, which is the majority of cases with intersex people. We're asking them to follow their Hippocratic oath that they've taken, which the first one of the tenets of that is first do no harm. It's a human rights violation, and it needs to stop.
I'm wondering, maybe as a result of your activism, you've made a documentary that has been critically acclaimed about your experience as an intersex person. What do your parents think now that they've had this sort of education through your work?
My mom stated that, like, she just wishes she had information back then. She's always saying, like, I really wish that, like, I had you or someone like you back then out there in the media, you know, so I could have known and been more informed. She doesn't like what the hospital does. My dad as well, same, supports intersex people and wishes that he didn't let them do what they did to me.
That was Pigeon Pagonis, an intersex activist and filmmaker from Chicago. They helped stage a demonstration for Intersex Awareness Day at the Ann and Robert H. Lurie Children's Hospital of Chicago. Pagonis says infants should not have surgery on their genitalia unless it's a medical necessity. Pagonis regrets the surgeries they went through as an intersex individual. In a statement, the hospital says, "We are committed to open communication with the intersex community and fully respect the diversity of opinions that exists in affected individuals, including those at the intersex protest at Lurie Children's." I'm Rachel Otwell.